Page 136, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The introit in your white bulletin insert. Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me. You are my God, Savior, servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord. For I cry to you all day long. Rejoice the soul of your servant. For to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. And attend to the voice of my supplication. To the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me. You are my God. Save your servant to trust in you.
Be merciful to me,
O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you.
We glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, your God, Son, Jesus Christ,
the right hand of of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord, you only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, we implore you, let your continual pity cleanse and defend your church. And because she cannot continue in safety without your help, preserve her evermore by your help and goodness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the 15th Sunday after Trinity is from the 17th chapter of 1 Kings. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a cup, that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." So she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a cup and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." So she went and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The epistle reading is from the 5th and 6th chapters of Galatians. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk. Let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is the Gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our sermon text is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord God made the birds. He made them on the fifth day of creation. In Genesis 1, verse 28, the Lord God proclaimed that the man and the woman were to be rulers, having dominion over the birds. The text says this. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth." But now, in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, the Lord makes the birds our rulers, from whom we are to learn a lesson. We are made the students, and they are to be our schoolmasters. Jesus tells us, look at the birds. So the bird is sitting outside our window. He is singing sweetly. And so we ask the bird a question. It's now fall. Winter is coming. Aren't you worried? And in utter disgust, the bird lectures us. That's ridiculous. The Lord provides for me. I am not able to ride on a tractor and sow the seed. I cannot work in the field. I cannot store up food for the winter. I cannot do those things, and yet I do not worry. I get up and I sing for an hour or so, not paying any attention to my situation. When my belly grows hungry, well, I go to find some grain which God has provided for me. I cannot gather into a barn, but then I don't need to do it. The Lord God provides for me my daily bread. Now you, my featherless friend, have very little faith. The Lord has given you the ability to work for your food. You sow a crop. You bring in the harvest. You store in barns. Okay, maybe it's more like you work a job, earn a paycheck, and accumulate money in the bank, but yet you worry. Yes, you worry about the job, about the paycheck, about your bank balance. You worry that you will not have enough. You are a fool, I tell you. Shame on you. I have every reason to worry, but I don't. The Heavenly Father feeds me. Now, in addition to that, to all which you are able to do, the Heavenly Father has given to you great promises that He loves you, that He provides for you. I would love to be able to read in the Word all of the gracious promises that He would give to us birds. But no, He has given it to you humans. The Almighty God has told you that He is your Heavenly Father, and He is a good one, a one who takes care of His children. 2 Corinthians 6:18, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Now, whether He loves us birds or not, we do not know. But He has told you, you of His great love for you, His children. 1 John 3:1, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. We birds, we are not beloved sons, children of God, but we know that He feeds us. You have so many promises. Promises throughout the Scriptures. Psalm 33. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive in famine. Psalm 37. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever mindful and lends. His descendants are blessed. you have those promises. But more than those promises, he has also given to you the gift of prayer, that you might speak to him, not to us birds, but to you. Furthermore, he has told you just exactly what you are to ask. In other words, if he didn't want you to have your daily bread, why would he have told you to pray for it? Do you not realize what assurances he has given to you, O you of little faith? Matthew 7:7-8 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." Oh, we birds, we know that he provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. When you see the birds and the cattle given food, doesn't it teach you that the eyes of all look to the Lord? He opens his hand and satisfies the desires of every living thing. Thus ends the bird sermon. Now the Lord God made the plants, the vegetation, the flowers, on the fifth day of creation. Genesis 2, "Before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground, but a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground." So you see, even before man was created, God sowed the seeds, watered the earth, and he brought forth a garden. And he made the man and the woman. And God told them, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be food." The vegetation serves man as his food. But now, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, our Lord, makes the flowers of the field to be, well, preachers. To be the preachers, and we're supposed to be the ones who listen to the sermon. We are the students, and the flowers of the field are our schoolmasters. Jesus tells us, "Consider the lilies of the field." So, as we admire the flower growing, we ask, "You are so tender and short-lived. Are you not worried about your life?" And in condescending tones, the flower begins to lecture us. "That's ridiculous. I did not make myself. I cannot make myself beautiful, nor can I keep myself from wilting. I cannot move myself out of harm's way. I am to bloom where the Lord sees fit. Life is but a few days, and then I die. Oh, you humans have become stupidly proud because you trust in your work. You even trust in the work of other humans. Your life does not belong to you. It is on loan from the Heavenly Father. You can't give life, neither can you preserve it. Your neighbor or ruler or doctor cannot go even an inch beyond the boundary which God has set. Your own prophet Job learned the truth, but you deny it. The Lord, Job says, "The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Now, of course, the Lord has given you the command to work so that by the sweat of your brow you will eat your bread. But I tell you, even that has a limit, doesn't it? For some, hard work produces millions. For others, hard work produces only hundreds. Some lose their wealth in hurricanes and fires. Others happen upon an inheritance or treasure, and they didn't work for it at all. God tells you to work, but you are not to trust in it. He tells you to work, but he forbids you to worry. Learn from us flowers. We are here today and tomorrow gone. I don't worry or fret. The Lord is in control. Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Which reminds me that you humans were called according to God's purpose. You were called to believe in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field with flowers, don't you understand that He will give you a clothing which far surpasses even Solomon, the greatest secular king of the Old Testament? Just as you are not your own, and your body is not your own, so also this world is not your kingdom. The Lord has seen fit to give you, 70 years or maybe more here on this earth. He has graciously clothed you with earthly body. But don't you realize that He wishes to give you even more? Glorious and eternal garments He wishes to put on you that are not your own. Unlike us flowers, who live but a few days, you will live forever. You didn't work for that garment of salvation, and you surely couldn't purchase it. Your heavenly Father sent His Son to pay the price by His suffering and death. Jesus purchased that robe for you, and He gives it to you free of charge, a robe of righteousness. You have a white wedding garment which has been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you have been placed into the Christian church, which is called the Kingdom of God. So, you foolish human, I ask you, which is more important? Is it the birds or the humans made in the image of God? Is it the flowers or those called to salvation? Is it this world's kingdom or is it the kingdom of God? If your loving God has provided and given unworthy sinners an eternal dwelling, why do you worry about food and drink and clothing? Listen to Jesus. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So you think that your God can give you eternal life, but He can't give you a sandwich and a soda along with shirt and pants. Are you kidding me? You foolish humans. Your worry is unfounded. It is a denial of God's many promises to you. You are worrying about minor things while disregarding what is most important. Yes, Gentiles, that is unbelievers, they act in this kind of way. But Jesus says, "For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." When a Christian lives in the way, that way, he seeks to serve two masters, and it only produces worry. Thus ends the flower sermon. Trust in God, and do not worry about your life. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. You can either trust in God or worry, but you can't do both. You have one master and Lord who created you and who saved you and now preserves you. So let us sing like the bird and shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us work, but not worry. Our Savior has forgiven us our sins, and He has clothed us in Christ's beautiful and perfect, brilliant robe of righteousness. Like the flower, let us bloom where we are planted, wearing our heavenly garment. You are more valuable than the birds and the flowers, for you are a beloved and forgiven Son of God. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The offertory is found on page 143. We stand.
Taken the loving heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have loved us, that you have made us your most important creatures, created us in your image, and that your Son took on our human flesh and gives us, through the forgiveness of sins, his kingdom and his righteousness. For that we give you thanks. Let us pray to the Lord. Give the church your Holy Spirit so that we do not worry, but we believe your holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. We ask that all pastors in Christ, our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, that they would be faithful to the word of God. We bring before you Redeemer Lutheran Church and their pastor, Mark Miller. We ask that you would bless our director, Keeley, as well as our staff. Let us pray to the Lord. Endow our President Donald, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, federal and state legislators, all our leaders. Give them grace to rule for the maintenance of goodness and the hindrance of evil. For those who have been unable to conceive children, we ask that you would grant them understanding of your gracious will, that, if you so will, that they might be given the gift of children. We pray also for the adoption of children, that as St. Paul admonished Philemon to receive Onesimus as a dear brother, so we would be open to receive orphan children into our families, providing for their needs, sharing with them the love of Christ. Look in mercy upon all those who are working to repair and clean up after Hurricane Sally in the states of Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and Louisiana. Keep the hearts of all disaster responders from distress and fill them with good courage. Give to all those who wear the uniform of our nation, especially Timothy, Danny, Jason, and Blake, as well as our police officers, Daniel and Alex, give them protection from physical harm. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless our shut-ins, Rachel and Carolyn, as well as our elderly, Violet, Verdell. Provide for the needs of Priscilla, Jade, Kevin, Gib, Linda, Rick, Michael and Patty, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, Gary, also for Barbara, Donna, and Debbie. Be with our students, Kara, Andrew, Eric, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is good and right so to do. It is truly good, right, and salutary. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy.
mercy on us.
Let the partaking of your body, O Lord Jesus Christ, which I, though unworthy, do presume to receive according to your loving kindness, be proper to us for the receiving of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. With the Father and the Holy Spirit, lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now receive the bread of heaven, call upon the name of the Lord, and not worthy, spend in my will, and only speak the word of my soul, shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus, which is given for us, preserve my body and soul to life everlasting. give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you of your mercy that you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.